It's 93.1 The Border and Wake Up Borderland. I'm Jonathan Price, and taking place this Wednesday at the Fort Francis Senior Center is a free active living fair. We have Cindy Noble, one of the organizers, on the phone with us to talk a little bit about what people can expect if they come out to the Senior Center on Wednesday. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So this is an active living fair. What types of things are going to be happening? What types of things are going to be offered?
We've got some vendors coming in that are geared to seniors, information about different health concerns or living arrangements. Also, the health units are coming. We're having a special topic on healthy eating for healthy living. And then the OPP will be here in the afternoon to talk about frauds and scams, which are a real concern right now for seniors. We'll also have a free lunch. We will have exhibitors. We'll have prizes. And if anybody does need a ride, they can just call and we will provide it. And everything is free. It's all been funded by the Town of Fort Francis, the Ontario government, and OACAO, which is the Older Adult Centers of Ontario.
We obviously have to take care of the seniors in our society and definitely here in our community. And these are important topics for them. And it sounds like it's going to be presented to them in a fun, informative way. Can you tell us how people can sign up, how people can register? Because I know you want to estimate how many people are going to show up.
Yes, we have to know because of the free lunch. Actually, the time limit was up. If somebody wants to phone, if they want to come, we will try to accommodate them, but it can't be guaranteed.
Can you talk about the importance of something like an active living fair?
It's just to get people out and doing things. You have to stay active to enjoy life.
And to be able to come out and see your friends and your neighbors that you haven't seen, especially over the last 2.5 years, I mean, this is kind of a return to some semblance of normalcy.
That's right, it is. We will have masks and sanitizer here for those that don't feel comfortable being out in a setting where there's more people than what they're used to. And we can try to accommodate anybody that wants to come.
It is the Active Living Fair taking place this Wednesday at the Fort Francis Senior Center. All kinds of informative and fun things are on tap, and you get a free lunch out of it, and that's always a good thing.
We do have Arlene Georgeson that is coming, too, to give a short spiel on exercises for seniors who are stuck at home that they can do at home to help them with their balance and staying mobile.
It sounds like something for everyone, for our seniors in our community at the Active Living Fair.
Yes, it does. We aim to please.
Thank you so much to you and everyone at the Senior Center for all the work you do for our community, an important segment of our community, and for planning something like the Active Living Fair. I'm sure it's going to be a big success.
I sure hope so.